弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我认识一个父亲，不是说我认识了，我看见过这样的一个父亲。
I've seen a father.
他的孩子刚出生
，and he just had a newborn baby.
老大
，his first one.
一岁多的时候开始学讲话
，and when he was about one, started talking.
然后爸爸很兴奋
，and the father is really excited.
所以呢，他就跟他的孩子玩这个游戏
，so he started playing a game with this child.
他问他的孩子说，狗狗的声音是什么？
And he asked his child, what kind of sound does the doggy make?
然后那孩子就说 ruff ruff.
And the child goes ruff ruff.
然后爸爸就说，那猫猫的声音是什么？
And the father asked him, well, what about a kitty cat? He
said, meow.
And he says, meow.
那爸爸说，青蛙的声音是什么？
And then the dad asked, well, what about a frog?
Ribbit, ribbit,
ribbit, ribbit.
然后爸爸说，狮子的声音是什么？
And then the father asked, "Well, what about a lion?"
Roar.
Child goes roar.
Yeah, get into it. Okay. 那然后爸爸就说，那妈妈的声音是什么？
And then the dad asked, "Well, what about mommy's sound?"
No,
no.
那爸爸把那个录下来了，拿给妈妈看。
And then of course the dad records this and then plays it for the mom.
那孩子啊，出生的时候很可爱。
And of course the child when they're born very cute.
一岁多开始学习父母教导他们的事情。
And then around 1 year old they start to learn the things that are being taught by the parents.
很乖，很听话。
And it's very a good kid.
你叫他来，他就来。
And follows your commands. You tell him to come, they'll come.
你叫他吃什么，他就吃什么。
And they'll eat whatever you tell them to eat.
你叫他穿什么，他就穿什么。
And they'll wear whatever you tell them to wear.
可是你会发现，他一岁半到两岁的时候，他学了一个字。
But then you'll find out that when they're about two, they learn one word.
No.
The word is no.
是这样。
Is that
不要。
Or I don't want to.
不过这个字也是跟妈妈学来的，就是。
But of course, this is being learned, picked up from the mom.
一个孩子，我们每一个人都经过这个阶段。
Of course, we all went through this process.
很就是在这个一岁半、两岁到三岁的这个成长的过程当中啊。
So during the development and the growth stage, around 1 to 3 years old.
当我们的这个自我的意识要开始发展的时候，我们就学习对父母说 no。
So when they start developing the self, they start to learn how to say no。
没有一个孩子是例外的
，There's no exceptions。
如果你们家的孩子是例外，请你告诉我。
If your child is an exception, please tell me。
从小到大，父母想什么他就听。
Ever since they were young。So when they're older, they always listen to their parents.
他只说 yes, 不说 no.
They always say yes.
我是没见过这样的孩子。
I've never seen such a child.
我自己也不是这样的孩子。
And I'm not a child myself.
那这个现象就值得我们去思考了。
Then we start to do some thinking.
为什么人的本性从孩子这么小的时候就是很不自觉的就是要对周遭的人和事说 no 呢？
Why is it in the child's nature that they just say no to people?
这是一个不顺服顶撞人的一个心态，是不是？
So that's a heart and attitude of rebellion.
为什么不是一半的孩子学说好，学说 yes, 然后一半的孩子说 no, 不要？
So why is it so that there's only half of the children that would say yes all the time, and then half...That would always say no.
全部都是学说 no.
No, but all children learn how to say no.
那就更不用讲孩子，或者说我们自己到了青少年时期的时候，那个叛逆的心态。
then of course it goes the same when we're teenagers, we have this rebellious attitude.
特别是对生命当中的这些权威的象征，我们要去抗拒。
And in particular, we're rebellious towards the authority that is in our lives.
这不只是父母而已啊,
and that's not just for parents.
学校的老师一样啊,
that goes the same for teachers in schools.
那年纪再大一点的话就是政府啊,
then of course, when you grow older, it's the government.
就是一些社会意识、社会形态我们要去判啊,
then we're rebellious towards the society.
这个背后都是因为人对神有一个不顺服和叛逆的心。
But that is all results from because we have a rebellious heart towards God.
我们来看今天的经文，我们要看两处。第一处呢，以弗所书第六章一到三节。
We'll take a look at two passages this morning. One is from Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 3.
以弗所书第六章第一到第三节说，你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。 要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。Ephesians
chapter 6, 1 to 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land.
第二段经文是在哥罗西书第三章第二十节。
And the second passage is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 20.
哥罗西书三章二十节，你们做儿女的，要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。Children,
obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们来到你的面前。 主，我们心里面是喜悦的。
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you, our hearts are filled with gladness.
因为我们知道你是一位爱我们的神。
Because we know that you're a God that loves us.
你是一位拯救我们的神。
And you're a God that saves us.
你是一位让我们知道我们自己罪的神。
And you're a God that lets us, that reveals to us that we are with sin.
但是你也是借着恩典饶恕我们罪的神。
But you're also a God full of mercy and grace that has forgiven us.
主，今天我们来到你的面前，为的是要来敬拜你。
And this morning we come before you to worship you.
我们为的是要来亲近你。
And we want to draw near to you.
主，求主你与我们说话。
May you speak to us.
求主你滋润我们的生命。
And may you nourish our lives.
求主, 让我们学习荣耀你的名。
Let us learn how to praise your name.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们读到以弗所书六章一到三节的时候,
And when we read from Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 3,
我们发现神的话告诉我们说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
And we here we learn that children need to obey your parents in the Lord.
然后第二节、第三节就说，要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And then in verse 2 and 3, honor your father and mother, this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land.
这一节经文第一节里面说，你们做儿女的要顺服父母。 这句话是说给谁听的?
So in the first verse, it says, "Children, obey your parents." Who is this directing to?
是说给孩子们听的吗?
Is this speaking to children?
是,
yes, it is.
那这个是说给未成年还住在家中年轻的孩子呢，还是说那个已经成年了独立？ 甚至自己已经结了婚成家的那些孩子呢?
So is this speaking to children that are minors or adults or that have left the house, that have left their parents?
答案是,
the answer is yes.
这句话不但是说给年幼的还在家中还未成年的孩子,
So this is speaking to children that are still living at home, the minors that are still with their parents.
同样是讲到那个已经成年独立了离家的孩子。
But this is also speaking to children that are adults that have left the home.
同样也是讲到那些已经自己成家了，自己有自己的家庭、孩子、工作的那些孩子。
And it's also speaking to the children that are adults, that are independent, that are maybe have started their own family.
那当然你要问啊，你怎么会知道是这样子呢？
Well, then you may ask, how do you know that it's speaking to these people?
第二节、第三节讲到的这段经文是旧约里面的。
Because in verse 2, what it's referring to is from the Old Testament.
保罗说，你们做孩子的要孝敬父母，因为在旧约里面，神的话给的诫命就是你们要孝敬父母。
And Paul here gives this instruction because he's referring to in the Old Testament the commandment to honor your father and mother.
而这个在旧约里面的要孝敬父母的诫命是从哪里来的？
And then where does this commandment come from?
是从十诫里面来的。
It comes from the Ten Commandments.
出埃及记第二十章。
In Exodus chapter 20,
出埃及记第二十章是讲到神给的十诫。
And in chapter 20 of Exodus, it's talking about the Ten Commandments given by God.
而神在跟以色列人说这十诫的时候，在第二十章的第一节，神说，神吩咐这一切的话，他说，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
And in chapter 20, verse 1, God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
而耶和华神所说的你的这个对象，就是以色列的众人，并且是应该是那些成年有家室的人。
And in verse 2, when it says brought you, that is referring to the Israelites that are adults that already have families.
他不是跟一群年轻人、青少年们说，我是耶和华你的神，你现在要听我说话。
It's not speaking to minors or like little children saying that I am the Lord your God, you need to listen to me.
他是对以色列的众人所说的。
It's talking to the majority of the Israelites.
所以他就说，除我以外，你不可以有别的神。
So other than you shall have no other gods before me.
他说，你不可以为自己雕刻偶像，并且去拜他。
And you shall not make for yourself a carved image and worship it.
第七节他说，你不可以妄称你耶和华的名，耶和华你神的名。
And then in verse 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
然后当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
And remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy.
第五个诫命在第十二节，他就说，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
Then in verse 12, the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
从头到尾，神说话的对象没有改变过。
So from beginning to end, the audience has not changed.
所以在第十二节里面讲到要孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。他不是只对年轻人说的。
So in verse 12, who is he speaking to is not speaking to young children.
他是对所有的人说的。
He is speaking to everyone.
只要你有父母，这句话就是对你说的。
As long as you have a father and mother, this is speaking to you.
这世界上面有人没有父母的吗？
Is there anybody in this world that do not have a father and mother?
你看，接下来的最后这几个我们更熟悉的诫命，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证陷害人，不可贪恋人的房屋，不可贪恋人的妻子。
Then the commandments following is you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, and you shall not covet your neighbor's house or your neighbor's wife.
所以这不但诫命是对年轻人当然是有作用，但是更是对成年人甚至是有家室的人有作用。
So these commandments are useful or have a purpose for young children or adults alike.
我们来看路加福音第十八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 18.
路加福音第十八章十八节到二十二节。路加福音十八章十八节到二十二节是主耶稣基督所说的话。
If we look at Luke chapter 18, verse 18 to 22, these are the words of our Lord Jesus.
这里说啊, 有一个官问耶稣,
这是一个做官的人。And there is a ruler that asked Jesus.
这是一个做官的人,
and he's a ruler,
an official. 所以他不是一个青少年孩子。
So this person is not a minor or a teenager.
他是一个成年人, 而且是一个有事业, 而且是一个有权威的人。
This person is an adult and someone with authority.
他来问耶稣说, 良善的夫子, 我该做什么事才可以承受永生呢?
Then he asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣就对他说, 你为什么称我是良善的? 除了神一位之外, 再没有良善的。 诫命你是晓得的, 不可以奸淫, 不可杀人, 不可偷盗, 不可做假见证, 当孝敬父母。
And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother.
在这一切的诫命当中, 主耶稣基督没有忘记把孝敬父母这件事情提出来。
And all of these commandments that Jesus told the ruler, he did not leave out, honor your father and mother.
那主耶稣基督他就这个人他就回答这个做官的就回答耶稣说, 这一切我从小都遵守了。And
then this official responds, All these I have kept from my youth.
耶稣听见了就说, 你还缺少一件, 要变卖你一切所有的分给穷人, 就必有财宝在天上, 你还要来跟从我。
Then verse 22, When Jesus heard this, he said to him, One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven.
所以这个人不是一个未成年的孩子。
So, this person is not a minor.
他是一个成年人, 他是一个有身份的人。
He is an adult, and he has a certain position.
他是一个做官的人。
And he's an official.
而且他还是一个怎么样? 很有财富的人。
And he is also very wealthy.
可是主耶稣基督在跟他说话的时候, 主耶稣说要孝敬你的父母。
But when Jesus talks to him, he says, to him, honor your father and mother.
你知道一个顺从父母, 一个孝敬父母的人,
you know, someone that obeys and honors their parents,
所表现出来的就是一个有那真正的信心, 并且是一个有在主耶稣基督里面有那个新生命的一个标记的人。
What this person displays is genuine faith and a renewed life in Christ.
一个会顺服父母的人,
a person that honors and obeys their parents,
一个会孝敬父母的人,
someone that honors them,
是一个对主耶稣基督有一个真正信心的人,
is someone that has true faith in the Lord Jesus,
是一个反映出主耶稣基督所赐给我有新生命的人。
He manifests someone that has the renewed life or new life in Jesus that they received from Jesus.
这是一件很重要的事情。
That is very important.
在末世的时候,
in the end times,
在末世的时候, 圣经里面告诉我们, 人所呈现出来的顶撞神的样子, 就是在顶撞父母这件事情上面。
So in the end times, when it talks about rebelliousness, it's also talking about rebellion against the parents.
在提摩太后书第三章第一到第二节这样说。
In 2 Timothy, chapter 3,
提摩太后书第三章第一跟第二节,
verse 1 and 2,
他说啊，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。 因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。But
understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy.
在末世的时候, 有危险的日子来到。
During these last days, there will be times of difficulty.
因为人的罪性就要完完全全的显露出来了。
Because the sinful nature will manifest itself completely.
你说这里面讲到的是孩子吗？
Is this referring to children?
是孩子。
It is to children.
可是只是那未成年的孩子吗？
Is it to only minor children?
不是
children that are minors?
但是是讲到成年的孩子。
No, it's talking about children, but they're adults.
你看这里面所描述的这些人，专爱钱财，专顾自己，自夸狂傲，谤读，忘恩负义。
So here is referring to people that are lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy.
I didn't say disobedient to parents. 但是加上了一个是违背父母的。
And then the one that's been added is disobedient to the parents.
当神说现在这个世代是顶撞神的，是违背神的，是不认神的时候。
So when this is referring to when people are rebelling against God,
神就说违背父母是一个 表征。
And God says, well, that's a mark of disobedience.
这个不是只是讲到一个两三岁的孩子跟父母说 no.
This is not just referring to a two-year-old saying no to the parents.
这是包括这个在内。
It includes that.
这也不是只是讲到青少年 teenager 的时候对父母的叛逆。
It's not just speaking of when teenagers disobey and rebel against their parents.
这更是讲到已经成年了，甚至自己成家立业的人，可是在父母的面前是违背父母、不孝敬父母的人。
This is also referring to adults that have started their own family, but are disobedient and disrespectful to their parents.
这是一个悖逆神的一个罪性的一个表现。
And that is a manifestation of the sinful nature and the rebellion against God.
这不只是不信的人是如此啊。
And not only is this for unbelievers.
这不是只是说非基督徒是如此。
Not only just non-believers.
事实上我们做信徒的圣经说我们曾经也是如此。
But the Bible says for us as believers, we were once like that.
我们看以弗所书第二章第一到第五节。
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 2.
第一到第五节。
Verse
1 to 5. 以弗所书二章一到五节，你们就是我们呢，死在罪过恶罪犯之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And you were dead in the trespasses and sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh.Carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
悖逆权柄
Disobeying authority.
Rebellion
against
authority. 悖逆权柄或是不顺服权柄。
Rebelling against authority or disobeying authority.
这是一个人在神的面前罪的一个表现。
That is a manifestation of sin before God.
我们每一个人在还不认识神之前，很自然的在心中，我们都不知道，我们不用去培养，我们就有一个悖逆顶撞的心。
And before we knew Christ, we naturally had a rebellious heart.
刚刚我们说到一个能够顺服父母，一个能够孝敬父母的心，是一个真正有信心、真正有重生生命的那个样式的表现。
We talk about a person that is obedient is someone that displays genuine faith in Christ.
同样的，这个悖逆、顶撞、不顺服的心，就是一个罪在我们生命当中对神叛逆的一个态度的一个反应。
And a heart of disobedience is just a reflection of our rebellion against God.
而我们因为对神有这样子一个悖逆、不顺服的心态，所以在这个世上，我们任何的权柄、任何的权威，我们都有那个不顺服、顶撞的心。
Because we have this rebellious heart against God, naturally we feel that we have a tendency to rebel against the authority of this world.
而在家庭当中，我们这个最亲密的关系当中，我们顶撞父母、不孝敬父母，就是这个顶撞神的罪的一个反应。
So this close relationship that you have with your parents, but by disobeying them, that is a reflection of your rebelliousness against God.
我们做神的儿女，我们都说，我们当然要去尊敬神，是不是？
So as children of God, of course, we say we need to respect and obey God.
我们要顺服神。
We should obey God.
可是如果你不能顺服孝敬你那个眼睛所看得见的父母，
But if you are not able to obey your parents that you can see,
你怎么能够去敬奉尊敬顺服那个你肉眼所看不见的神呢？
Then how are you able to obey God that you cannot see?
我们看彼得约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
约翰一书第四章第二十到二十一节。
First John chapter 4, verse 20 to 21.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，这就是说谎话了。不爱他所看得见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看得见的神啊。
If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
所以这个是神要我们了解的一个真理。
This is the truth that God wants us to know.
同样神的心意就是说，人若说
And God's heart is
Yeah, God's heart similarly would be for this verse where God would say, if someone says, 如果人说我尊重神
If someone says, I respect God
我顺服神
And I obey God
可是却顶撞自己的父母
But is disobedient or disrespectful to the parents
那就是说谎了
Then he is a liar
不能顺服，不能去敬奉你所看得见的父母，你就不能去敬奉、去顺服那你没有看见的神。
If you cannot obey and respect parents that you can see, you're not able to obey and respect God that you cannot see.
一个顺服、尊重神的人
，one that respects and obeys God，
也就会尊重、顺服神。也就会尊重顺服自己的父母
Then he is one that will obey and respect parents
因为这是我们从神所领受的命令
Because that is the commandment that we receive from God
主耶稣基督在这件事情上面他明明白白清清楚楚地告诉我们
And Jesus clearly teaches us
马太福音第十五章
Matthew chapter 15,
马太福音第十五章第三到第九节
verse 3 to 9.
主耶稣，法利赛人来问耶稣，为什么他不遵守犹太人的传统？
the Pharisees came to ask Jesus how come he does not follow the traditions of the Jews.
他们事实上是在责怪主耶稣基督不遵守犹太人的传统。
They are actually rebuking Jesus for not following the traditions.
可是第三节啊, 耶稣回答他们说, 可是你们为什么因着你们的传统, 但是你们却犯神的诫命呢?
But Jesus answers them in verse 3, why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition?
神说要孝敬父母, 又是孝敬父母了。
In verse 4, for God commanded, honor your father and your mother, which is repeated again.
又说咒骂父母的必致死他,
and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die.
你们倒说,无论什么人对父母说,我应该要奉给你的,我要给你的,帮助你的,已经做了奉献。
But you say, if anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God,
他就可以不孝敬父母。这是你们借着你们的传统废了神的诫命。你是假冒为善的人啊。He
need not honor his father, so for the sake of your traditions, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites.
他说以赛亚指着你们说的预言就不错了。他说什么?这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我,心却远离我。你们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人,
Continuing verse 7, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
法利赛人和文士在主耶稣基督的那个时代是在他们的宗教信仰上面最敬虔的人。
And these Pharisees are the most respected in their knowledge of the tradition and the teachings.
他们的一生所追求的就是让人家看见他们对神的敬拜。
And their pursuit in life is to show people their obedience to God.
能够成为一个懂神的话,呈现出来很有宗教属灵修养的人的样子。
So they can show that they are one that are that's very religious and pious.
可是主耶稣基督直接对他们的控告就是你根本就没有在孝敬你的父母。
But Jesus rebukes them directly and says, you don't honor your father and mother.
你的父母有需要。
If your father and mother has needs,
你不去帮助他们,
but you don't help them,
但是你很属灵地说,
but very, thinking that you're very spiritual, you say,
我不能帮助你,因为这些我可以帮助你的东西,我都已经给神了。
They say that I can't help you because I have given it to God already. So the portion that I would have helped you, I've already given to God.
神的话说要孝敬父母,
but God's word says honor your father and mother.
神的话说要顺服父母,
God's word says to obey.
这件事情在你们看得见的父母，你们都做不到了，你嘴巴里面还敢说你对这看不见的神。 是尊敬是顺服的吗?
If you already don't honor and obey your parents that you see, how can you dare say that you can respect and honor God that you cannot see?
哇,今天这个神的话听起来不太容易接受。
Wow, the word of God today, what we're talking about is very it's hard to accept.
今天正道的主题是在父母面前做一个尊敬神的儿女。
Well, the title today is Be a God-Honoring Child to Your Parents.
父母都很喜欢把孩子送到教会来。
Of course, parents love to bring their children to church.
把孩子送到教会里面,教会会教他们要听父母的话。
Once their children are at church, the church teaches them to obey their parents.
是啊,孩子需要学习听父母的话。
Of course, children need to learn how to obey their parents.
我们这些青少年,你们要不要听父母的话?
All of our teenagers, do you want to listen to your parents?
我知道你们因为尊重神，你们要听父母的话。Of
course, because you obey God, you obey your parents.
可是很难，是不是?
But it's sometimes hard, difficult.
那你想，今天太好了，我的孩子会听到一篇道，要听父母的话。You
must think, wow, it's great. The topic today is teaching our kids to obey their parents.
结果没想到今天的讲道竟然是对着我在讲，不是对我孩子在讲。But
in reality, today's message is actually also towards for me.
因为这是神的话。
Because this is the word of God.
不是我要对你们说, 是神的话要对我们说。
It's not me wanting to speak these words to you, but it's what God wants to hear.
受敬父母顺服父母是给每一个属神的儿女所该听所该做的。
Honoring your father and mother is for all the children of God.
可是有些人就想了,
so some people may wonder,
你说我这个已经成年,甚至我自己有自己的家庭,我还要去听父母的话吗?
If I'm already an adult and I already have my own family with children, do I still need to honor and obey my parents?
我已经成年了耶。I'm
already an adult.
我可以自己做主了。
I can make my own decision.
我已经独立了。
I'm independent.
哦,我还记得前几周我们不是读创世纪第二章说人要离开父母与妻子联合吗?
And didn't we just learn a few weeks ago that I need to leave my parents and be of one flesh with my wife?
那怎么现在又说要孝敬父母,要顺服父母,要听父母的话呢?
So how come here it's also telling me that I need to honor and listen to my parents?
这中间是不是好像有点冲突啊?
Is there a contradiction or a conflict?
事实上没有冲突。
No, there's no contradiction.
但是我们要去了解神的话,他所要教导我们的是什么?
But we need to learn here what God's heart is and what He wants us to learn from.
因为以弗所书第六章和哥罗西书第三章里面讲到说,做儿女的就要在主里顺服父母,然后说这是讨主喜悦的。Because
in Ephesians chapter 6 and Colossians 3, it talks about that children need to obey their parents, that pleases the Lord.
所以我们是做儿女的,我们就要去听神的话。So
then if we are children, we need to obey God's word.
但是神是不是在创世纪第二章里面告诉我们说,我们要学习成长,然后我们要离开父母,甚至特别是结婚以后,我们要跟我们的这个配偶学习两人合为一体,然后过自己的生活呢?
But didn't Genesis teach us that when man and woman get married, they need to become one flesh and leave the parents?
是的,
yes.
可是我们就要了解了,原来在创世纪里面第二章所讲到的离开父母,不是去违背父母,或者是去不理父母。But
of course, in Genesis, when it says to leave the parents, it doesn't say to not honor them or disobey them.
我们年轻人在成长的过程当中,我们是要慢慢学习独立,然后我们要慢慢学习能够自立。Of
course, we as we grow and mature, we want to be independent.
我们做父母的责任就是要教导儿女,带领他们走神的路,然后他们能够成人,可以过一个自己能够为自己负责的生活。As
parents, you want to teach your children as they grow to be responsible and independent.
所以离开父母的意思不是说不理父母。
So when it says to leave your parents, it doesn't say to disregard your parents.
我们年纪,我们还小的时候,父母供应给我们,父母照顾我们,父母带领我们,指示我们。So
when we were young, our parents took care of us, fed us, and instructed us.
但是当你成长过程,在这个成熟的过程当中,你要学习离开父母,你要独立啊。
But as you grow and mature, you need to learn how to be independent.
当你结婚以后,你的感情生活的重心是从你父母的身上转移到你的配偶身上。
And after you get married, all of your
your supply of your emotional support needs to come from your spouse and no longer from your parents. 当你成长成熟之后,你在你的经济上面你需要独立。
And as you grow and mature, you need to be independent financially.
你小孩的时候要吃糖,没钱,你去向父母要。
As a child, you want to buy something, you ask your parents for money.
你长大了,你自己去赚钱,你要糖,你自己去买。
But as an adult, you now work. If you want something, you need to pay for it yourself.
你在你经济上面,在你的财务上面,你需要独立,不再去依靠你的父母了。
And as you grow and mature, you don't rely on your parents financially.
这个叫做离开,
that means leaving your parents.
所以当我们学习独立,在建立我们自己家庭的这个成熟过程当中,我们同样的神的话说,我们要去孝敬并且继续的顺服父母。
But during this process of growing and maturing and becoming independent, in this process, you still need to continue to honor and obey your parents.
做父母的, 你们知道为什么我们做父母的要教孩子顺服吗?
And as parents, do you know why you need to teach your children to be obedient?
我们要常常提醒我们的孩子, 我们要他们顺服我们, 不是为了我们自己的缘故。
And we need to remember, when we teach our children to be obedient, it's not for our sake.
甚至不是为了他们要听我的话，为他们好的缘故。
And it's not just because obeying the parents is for their own good.
最重要的是他们在顺服我们的这个学习过程当中，他们能够学习怎么样叫做顺服神。
It is during this process of learning how to be obedient to the parents, they will learn how to be obedient to God.
他们年轻的时候对顺服、对听话这件事情不明白的时候， 他们怎么可能在成长的过程当中或长大成人之后懂得怎么样顺服神呢?
So as children, if they don't learn this important lesson of being obedient and respecting the parents, as they grow, how will they learn how to be obedient and respectful to God?
但是同样的,我们记得,我们做父母的,我们是要带给孩子榜样的,是不是?
But of course, as parents, we are to set a good example to our children.
我们的孩子从谁的身上学顺服啊?
Where do our children learn how to be obedient from?
或者说我们的孩子从谁的身上学不顺服啊?
Or, look at another way, where do our children learn how to be disobedient?
他学习对我这个做父母的大吼大叫,他从哪学来的?
Where does he learn how to yell and scold?
那就要看我对我自己的父母说话态度是什么样子。
Then, I need to look at myself and how I talk to my parents.
如果你尊重自己的父母,
if you respect and obey your parents,
如果你爱你的父母,
and if you love your parents,
如果你关心你的父母,
and you care for your parents,
你帮助你的父母,
and you help your parents,
那你的孩子就很自然的也会尊重你,也会爱你,也会关心你和帮助你,
then very naturally, your children will look after you, take care of you, obey you, and honor you.
你如果不懂得尊重你的父母,
but if you don't know how to honor your parents, and you don't know how to obey your parents,
你不懂得爱你的父母, 你不懂得关心你的父母,
and you don't know how to love or care for your parents,
你不帮助你的父母,
and you don't help your parents,
那你说你的孩子会尊重你吗?
Then will your children respect you and obey you?
你的父母, 你的孩子会顺服你吗?
Will your parents, will your children obey you?
你的孩子会关心你,会爱你,会帮助你吗?
Will your children love and care for you and help you?
这就是为什么神的功课不是只给未成年的孩子,是给我们每一个人。
That's why this lesson from God is not just for children that are minors.
更重要的是给我们做父母的。
It's for everyone, and most importantly, this lesson is for parents.
在这个不认识神、顶撞神、罪恶充斥的这个世界里面,
now in this world and in this age of disobedience,
神的儿女在顺服父母、孝敬父母这件事情上，是为神的国和为主的福音做见证的.
God's children need to set a good testimony of obedience to God.
这个世界上面的人说你不要去听你父母的话了。What
this world will teach is you don't need to listen to your parents anymore.
上一代的人懂什么事情?
What does the older generation know?
年纪大的人对现在的社会、对现在我们的生活有什么供应?
This older generation doesn't know about the world today and they can't contribute.
他们的观念、他们说的话我们不需要听。
And their thinking and what they say, we don't need to listen to them.
我们比他们更聪明。
We're smarter than that.
我们比他们更对现在的这个世界上面的任何的一切事情都比他们懂得更多。
And we understand how this world works better than them.
所以我们不需要理他们。
So we can disregard what they say.
这个是一个叛逆神、罪恶充斥、顶撞神世界的观念。
That is the concept and ideology of this rebellious world.
这是一个悖逆之子运行在这个世界当中的那个灵的控制。
So that is this from the spirit of the son of rebelliousness.
可是我们属于神的人,
but we belong to God.
我们已经从那样子的观念被拯救出来了。
We've already been saved from that.
神的恩典临到我们的生命当中。
And we receive God's grace.
它让我们看见生命的宝贵。
And we now see the preciousness of life.
它让我们看见生命的价值。
And the value of life.
它让我们看见神国的道路。
And we see the way of the God kingdom.
这个光明，这个盼望，只有主耶稣基督能够赐给我们的。
And this light and this hope only Jesus can give us.
所以我们可以仍然不但在做孩子的青少年的时候，我们成年了以后，我们对父母还是可以有这个尊重、敬奉，还有这个顺服的心啊。
That's why whether we're teenagers or adults, we can also still continue to honor and obey and listen and care for our parents.
的确，在我们有些人的家庭生活里面。
Of course, in our family life today,
有些人说我不可能去顺服或者听我父母的话。
There is no way, or it's impossible to listen to my parents or obey my parents.
有人说你不知道我的父母。
Because they may say you don't know my parents.
他们是精神有问题的人。
Because they are crazy.
我不是讲一般的精神问题，我想真正有精神问题的父母。
And I'm not saying just in general that they're crazy, but really that they have a mental issue.
他说他讲的话你不能去听啊。
The stuff that they say, you should not listen to.
难道你跟我告诉我他什么讲什么话我都要听吗？
Or you just say, well, I'm supposed to listen to anything that they say?
有些人说你不知道我的父母，他们不信主。
And you might say, well, my parents don't believe in God.
他们不是基督徒。
They're not Christians.
他们的这个观念全部都是这个世俗的观念，没有一点属灵的成分在内。
And their thoughts and their ways are all of this world, nothing spiritual.
不过你知道以弗所书第六章怎么讲？
But what does Ephesians chapter 6 say?
以弗所书第六章第一节，他说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
Chapter 6 verse 1 says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
他不是说你要听从在主里的父母。
It's not to say that you
obey your parents who are in the Lord. 它听起来很像，这个意思完全不一样啊。Right? It says, obey your parents in the Lord. It doesn't say, obey your parents who are in the Lord.
Obey your parents.
对不对？要在主里，因为你在主里，你要听从你的父母啊。
Because in the Lord, you need to obey your parents.
他不是说你的父母变成基督徒在主里你才听从他。
It's not that you only obey your parents because they belong to the Lord or they're in the Lord.
当然在属灵的事情上面，一个不属神的父母，他们当然不可以给你指示，对不对？
Of course, your parents that are not in the Lord, of course, they're not going to give you sound instruction.
可是那爱你的父母。
But the parents that love you,
在这个世界生活的事情上面有经历的父母，他给你的建议，他给你的忠告，你当然是可以听的。
So your parents that have the wisdom and the experiences in life, and they give you advice, of course you can listen to them.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？孝敬父母、顺服父母这件事上，不是被动的看父母是怎么样的人。
So this topic of obeying and honoring your parents is not a reactive action.
能够孝敬父母、顺服父母是看到主观的我跟神之间的关系是什么。
And when you look at this topic of obeying your parents and honoring your parents is directly related to your relationship with God.
不是因为我的父母值得我的敬重啊。美国人常讲 ，You earn my respect， 你要能够得到，你要对我有价值，我才去听你。
It's not so that you obey your parents because they have something to contribute to you or they have to earn your respect.
你的父母思想正常
，If their thoughts are correct，
有属灵的智慧
，and they have spiritual wisdom，
为人处事是顶天立地
，and they are righteous and upright,
那我去顺服听他话,
then I will be obedient to them.
我的父母是思绪混乱,
but if my parents are disorderly,
对神不敬虔,
or they're not godly,
自私自利,
they're selfish,
毫无自制的,
self-absorbed, then I won't listen to them.
神的话是对属于他的人说的,
and God's word are for people that belong to Him.
神要我们在这件事情上面学习和经历他,
God wants to learn and wants us to learn from this and experience Him.
如果你的父母是值得你去敬佩的,
if your parents are worthy of your respect,
那当然去听他们的话, 去尊重他们就容易了, 是不是?
Of course, it's easier to respect and honor your parents.
那你是蒙神祝福的,
then of course you're blessed by God.
可是如果你的父母就是那个不值得被尊重的人,
but if your parents are the parents that are not worthy of or deserving of your respect,
是一个乱七八糟的人, 是一个不敬虔的人,
they're not godly,
是一个不负责任的人,
they're irresponsible,
甚至是生活在罪恶当中的人,
or they're living in sin.
那当然你要去顺服他们, 你要去听他们的话就很难了,
of course, then it's harder to obey and honor them.
甚至我们可以说是不可能做到的,
actually, it's almost impossible to honor them.
是不是啊? 可是在我们的肉体里面我们做不到,
but of course, in the flesh, we're not able to do that.
如果我们靠我们自己的意志,
it's impossible if we will it ourselves.
但是问题是, 我们还是在这样的环境当中, 我们还是需要去顺服, 我们还是要去学习敬奉他们吗?
But under these circumstances, are we still, should we still be able to respect them and honor them?
如果我们尊重神, 我们就需要, 是不是?
But if we honor God, then yes, we do need to honor and respect them.
你知道如果神让你在你跟父母的这个关系当中, 他允许你的父母是这样子困难的父母,
if God allowed for this, for you to have this type of parents,
如果你的父母就是这样子的父母, 真的是不值得也不配被你去尊重的,
if your parents are just undeserving and unworthy of your respect,
神特别给你的恩典, 就是要让你学习依靠他的灵, 去走他的路,
then this is God's grace that allowed this for you to have these parents, to learn and experience Him, to follow Him in respecting these parents.
我用我的自己的意志, 我做不到,
I'm not able to will it on my own.
我靠我的肉体, 我恨他们都来不及, 我还去尊重他们,
in the flesh, I actually hate them, I can't respect them.
可是神说你是属于我的,
but God says you belong to me.
你要学习顺从圣灵而行,
you need to learn how to walk in the Spirit.
你要看见你的那颗心被我得着所以去转变了。And
you need to transform because I've already changed you.
我会赐给你那个力量,
I will give you the strength.
我会赐给你那个恩典,
I will give you the grace.
我会改变你,
I will transform you.
我会充满你,
and I will fill you.
所以你可以从神那边得到神所赐的恩典, 神所赐的力量, 你可以完完全全, 而且是全心全意的, 你可以去爱你的父母, 去顺服你的父母。
So, according to the Spirit and the filling of the Spirit, He will give you the strength and the ability to honor and to obey your parents.
你可以从心底的深处, 因为对神的尊重, 而能够去学习去孝敬你的父母。
And from within your heart, you will learn how to honor your parents.
这是一个更大的祝福。
That is a bigger blessing. In my last lesson, I've already talked about 7 points.
所以今天我们做孩子的要公平起见，我们要有七项。
So today's topic will also have similarly 7 points.
但是7分钟就要讲完,
but I need to finish in 7 minutes.
你说我现在知道了, 我需要孝敬我的父母。
So you may now say that now I know I need to honor my parents. And I need to obey my parents. And that is because I respect and obey my God. Because that is the mark of true, genuine faith in Christ and being, having a renewed life. So how do I respect and honor my parents? The number one,
就是要听他们的话。You
need to obey them.
这个我们在以弗所书第六章、哥罗西书第三章都看见。And
we already saw this in Ephesians chapter 6 and Colossians chapter 3.
听他们的话。You
need to obey them.
尊重他们的话。And
respect what they say.
他们用他们的爱和用他们人生的经验希望能够为你带来好处的话，我们要学习去听。
Because we need to learn to listen to them and listen to what they have to share in their advice and their experiences in their life.
他可能没有办法教你iPhone上面要怎么样去点，然后能够上网。
They may not know how to teach you how to use the iPhone.
可是当他看到你在世界上面为人处事脚步走得不正确的时候，他可以指正出来。
But they are to instruct you when you are falling away from the right path in life.
他可能不知道现在做投资哪一只股票是最赚钱的。
They might not know which stock, which is the best stock to invest in.
可是他会告诉你，你使用金钱上面，你的心态正不正确。
But they may instruct you on the way that you use your money if it's with the right heart.
第二,
second,
你要在他们的生活上面要照顾他们。
You need to tend to your parents' material needs.
我们刚刚在马太福音第15章，是不是就听见主耶稣基督这样说了？
And we already heard this from Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 15.
父母在生活上面有物质上面的需要。
Your parents may have material needs.
你要去尊重他们，你要去孝敬他们，你要顾虑到他们的生活。
And you need to respect them and care for them.
特别是在他们这个年老的。
In particular, in their elderly age, the stage in life.
今天, 特别是在美国的社会,
today, particularly in America,
所注重的是你要自己为你的养老要去安排。
What you focus on is on your own retirement.
你不能靠孩子。
Don't rely on your children.
对，我们不需要去靠孩子。
Of course, we don't need to depend on our children.
我们也不计划去靠孩子。
And we don't plan on depending on our children.
但是问题是我们做孩子的，神给我们这个责任，我们要去照料我们的父母。
But as children, God instructs us that we need to provide and care for them.
父母年轻的时候,
when our parents were young,
没有好好为他们自己的养老金做安排。
They may not have the proper planning and for their own retirement. Or they may have made some mistakes.
那我们怎么能跟他说，哦，这你自己走的路，你就自己尝后果吧。
How can you say to them, oh, that's your mistake. You made that mistake on your own.
他是你的父母。
But they're your parents.
他生你养你。
They gave you life and raised you.
然后神的话说，你要去孝敬他们，要去照顾他们。
And God's word says that you need to respect them, obey them, and care for them.
所以我们是不是要在这件事情上面，我们要重新考虑啊？
So should we reconsider?
父母，特别是在他们年老的时候，我们要去供应他们生活上面、物质上面的需要。
So when our parents are older, we need to care for them and their material needs.
第三,
three.
你要跟你父母说话。
You need to communicate and talk with your parents.
我们在当中有些人啊,
there are some of us
可能三年五年没跟父母说话。
May have not spoken to their parents in 3 to 4 or 5 years.
不是说父母有什么不好，反正就是没想到。
It's not that you have bad parents, it's just never crossed your mind.
可是当我们不跟父母说话的时候， 我们怎么样去孝敬他们呢？
So if you don't speak to your parents, how are you to honor them?
父母根本就不知道你这个人的存在。
Parents don't even know that you exist.
我认识一个老人家，他就是这样子。
I know of an elderly person that is like that.
我以为他没孩子。
I thought that they didn't have children.
对他跟我说，有，他有孩子。
Well, I said, yes, I do have children.
孩子结婚了, 还有孩子, 也有小孩了,
I actually have grandchildren.
他说他十年没见了他的儿子媳妇和他们俩他的孙子。
But I have not seen my son or my grandchildren for 10 years.
80多岁的老人家,
this person, the elderly, is already 80 years old.
我也曾经在养老院里面碰到这样的老人家。
I've also met an elderly in a senior facility.
对，在养老院里面，他们有一群同样年纪的老人在一起，好像有伴。
Of course, in this senior facility, there's a lot of people their age together.
他们有些人一年就等一次他们的孩子来看他。
And sometimes they're just wishing to see their children once a year.
有些孩子忙到三四年，他们都不能来看他。
There are some people that they're so busy they don't even visit their parents for 3 or 5 years.
这样子做孩子的绝对不能说是太孝敬父母，是不是？
If you are a child like that, then you can't say that you honor your parents.
我们可以自己找理由，找借口，我们做不到。
Of course, we can always come up with excuses.
可是我们在神的面前，我们要有交代啊。But
we have to be accountable before God.
我们在我们的父母面前要做一个尊重神的儿女。We
need to be children that respect their parents before God.
我们当中有些父母根本还不信，他们的旧恩是一个问题。
We have parents in our midst that are non-believers. Their salvation is in question.
他们的永生的去处是哪里？
Where will they go in eternity?
当他想到我这个孩子是基督徒，每周去教会聚会，可是对我不闻不问。
When they think about, oh, my children go to church and serve in church all weekend, but never ask about me.
你的父母会说这是一个 敬畏神，尊重神的一个基督徒吗？
Will your non-believing parents say that my child is a person that respects and obeys God?
第四,
number four,
我们不但要跟父母说话，弟兄姐妹，我们甚至要学习寻求他们的意见。Not
only do we need to talk and communicate with them, but we also need to seek their advice.
箴言里面讲到许许多多关于孩子要学习聆听父母的智慧的许许多多的很宝贵的经文。
Many passages in Proverbs that teaches us that we need to seek the advice of our parents.
其中一个在箴言第一章8到9节。
In Proverbs 1, chapter 1, verse 8 to 9,
箴言第一章8到9节，我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则，因为这要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。Hear,
my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck.
不但是年幼的孩子要学习听父母的意见。
It's not just for young children to seek advice from their parents.
我知道我们当中的这些青少年，你不寻求父母的意见，他们一天到晚给你意见。
But I know for teenagers, you don't seek the advice from your parents, but they keep giving you advice.
可是我们成年人，父母可能不再给我们意见了。
But for us as adults, maybe our parents don't give us advice anymore.
他们可能很放手的让我们去过我们的生活。
They may allow us to just live our life.
可是我们要学习。
在他们的智慧里面，我们要从当中学习啊。But we need to learn how to seek the wisdom that they may have.
是我们敬重的人，我们才会去寻求他们的意见，是不是？
Of course, you would only seek advice and wisdom from people that you respect.
你要想事情去问你的父母。
You need to come up with things to seek advice from your parents.
因为你愿意去听他的话。
Because you're willing to listen to them.
因为你愿意借着这样的一个交流，你让他看见你尊重他。Because
through this communication, this relationship that you build, you want to show them that you respect them.
第五,
number five,
要向父母感恩。
You need to be grateful to them.
你要对父母感恩。
And be grateful to them.
不是只是口头说谢谢你。
It's not just to say thank you with your lips.
你要在行为上面让他们看见你真的是对他们是感激的。
But in your actions, you need to show them that you are grateful of them.
在父母生日的时候或过年过节的时候，你有没有写一张卡片，真的把你的心意呈现给他们？
During Christmas or the New Year, do you give them cards that reflect how you're grateful to them?
我还没结婚的时候，我在一个婚礼上面，朋友的婚礼上面看见这对新人在向父母感恩的这个段落的时候，他们写了一篇话给他们的父母，然后他们当众读出来。
I attended a wedding once that the bride and groom wrote something and wrote a poem and then read it in front of their parents.
他不是只是拿了一束花献给他的父母。
It's not, they didn't just give them flowers.
他们说我们现在在人生的这个旅途上面有一个很大很大的一个转变。
But because now is a huge milestone in our life,
之前我们是跟你们连结的。
Prior to this, we were connected to you.
我感谢你生我、养我、育我。
And we thank you for giving us life and raising us.
但是现在神已经给了我一个配偶，我们要学习独立走神的道路。
But now God has already provided a spouse for us, so now we are going to walk on God's path together.
我们很舍不得。
Of course, we
舍不得。 Yeah, it's very hard for us. It's very hard for us to leave. 但是呢，我们永远会爱你们。
It's hard for us to leave, but we will love you forever. And you will always be a part of our life. And we will carry the blessings that you've given us and walk on this path now together. And we need to seek opportunities for us to show them that we are grateful for them.
第六,
and sixth, we need to forgive them.
我们如果要孝敬我们的父母，我们要饶恕他们。
If we want to respect and honor our parents, we need to forgive them.
刘长老常说，不是常说了，我们都说过。
Pastor Alex often says,
在这个世界上面伤害我们最深的。
In this world, people that hurt us the most,
就是我们最爱的人。
Are the people that love us the most.
这世界上伤害我们最深的，常常就是我们最爱的人。And
in this world, the ones that hurt us the most usually are the ones that love us the most.
父母的爱，在这个世界上面真的是没有可比的。The
love of a parent is really incomparable to any other type of love.
对我们很多人来说，我们生命当中受到伤害最大的就是从我们父母那边来的。But
to some of us, the pain and the hurt that we have is from our parents.
但是神说你要去孝敬你的父母，你要去顺服他们。But
God says you need to respect them and honor them and obey them.
所以我们要学习去饶恕他们。So
that's why we need to learn how to forgive them.
在自己的意志、自己的肉体里面，我们是做不到的。
Of course, we cannot do this from our own will or our own strength.
但是我们在神的面前做神的儿女，我们是不是也是顶撞神？是不是也得到神的饶恕了呢？
But before God, as God's children, didn't we also receive forgiveness from God?
因为神的饶恕，使我们可以去饶恕我们的父母。Because
God has forgiven us, then that allows us and gives us strength to forgive our parents.
我们要在主里去饶恕我们的父母。
We need to forgive our parents in the Lord. And it's only in the Lord that we can truly forgive them. Of course, maybe they don't deserve your forgiveness. But did you also deserve God's forgiveness? Because you didn't deserve God's forgiveness, but He still sacrificed His life to forgive you, that's why you need to forgive your parents.
第七点，也就是最后一点，你要替父母祷告。
And seventh and last point is we need to learn how to pray for your parents.
一个人如果要去孝敬父母，要去顺服父母，怎么可以不替父母祷告呢？
If you want to respect and honor your parents, how can you neglect praying for them?
神说要孝敬父母，这是诫命。
God says, honor your parents, that is a commandment.
这不是模模糊糊神的心意，是清清楚楚神的诫命。
And that is a very clear commandment from God.
可是我们知道这是很不自然的一件事情。
But sometimes that's very unnatural for us.
从我们两岁的时候就对父母说 no了。
Because since we were 2 years old, we've learned how to say no to our parents.
这不自然,
so it's very unnatural.
可是我们就要在祷告当中 寻求神的带领,
but in our prayers, we need to ask God to lead us.
我们要学习我们在孝敬父母这件事情上面，我们要学习为我们的父母祷告。
So in this process of honoring our parents, we need to learn how to pray for them.
当我们年纪越来越大的时候,
as we grow older,
那就表示我们的父母年纪越来越老了。
And of course, that means our parents are also getting older.
变老不容易。
Getting old is actually difficult.
变老很辛苦。
It's hard.
我以前不懂的人为什么老说他们腰痛。
Before, I did not understand why people always say that they have back pain.
可是我38岁以后就开始腰痛。
But after turning 38, I started getting back pain myself.
睡觉起来早上第一件事情就是感觉腰痛。
The first thing that I feel when I wake up is my back. Back pain.
我变老了。
Then I realized I'm getting old.
那我就想到那60岁、70岁的老人家，他们说他们的腰痛。
So then I started thinking about the people that are in their 60s and 70s.
很不容易。
It's very difficult. It's challenging.
身体上面不容易。 心情上面不容易。
Of course, it's difficult on the physical body, but also mentally, emotionally.
我们要替他们祷告。
And we need to pray for them.
如果你不替你父母祷告，你说谁会替你父母祷告啊？
If you yourself don't pray for your parents, who else would pray for your parents?
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要在父母的面前学做一个尊重神的儿女。
Before our parents, we need to be God-honoring children.
我们要孝敬我们的父母，我们要学习听他们的话。
We need to respect our parents and learn how to listen to them.
因为我们是一个学习顺从神并且尊重神的人。
Because we are a person that submits and honors and obeys God.
如果你的父母很值得你的敬重，你要感谢神。
If your parents deserve your respect and honor, then you need to thank God.
你也让你的父母知道。
And let your parents know that they are a blessing to you. And if your parents don't deserve your honor and respect, then in the Lord you need to show your honor and respect. Because in this process you will experience God's grace. Because during this process you will experience the goodness of God's grace. If you don't even know that you should respect your parents, or you've realized that you're someone that don't respect and honor your parents,
让神的话借着圣灵的运行改变我们的
May God's word through the Holy Spirit change and transform you.
让我们在人的面前，在神的面前，能够活出神的心意。
So let us live out God's will and God's heart before men.
在父母面前，我们是好的儿女，因为我们在神的面前是好的神的儿女。
Let us be good children before our parents, because before God, we are good children. Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的话语是何等的美好。
Your word is so good.
你的话语是带给我们何等的盼望。
Your word gives us hope.
你的话语带给我们何等的恩典。
Your word gives us grace.
主，我们求主你的圣灵真的是充满我们。
May you fill us with your Holy Spirit.
让我们在学习孝敬父母的这件事情上面，不但有一个更正确的知识上面的观念，更让我们在生活当中，我们可以去经历。
And not only did we learn this lesson and have and gain this knowledge on this topic of honoring our parents, but let us live it out.
让我们不是只是我们人的意志和我们肉体的这个意愿去做到这件事情，让我们是能够顺着你的圣灵的更新而去行。
And may we walk in the Spirit and follow the leading of your Spirit to honor our parents rather than relying on our own strength and will.
在这个末世的时代,
and during these end times,
在这个顶撞神, 在沉迷在罪恶当中的这个世界上。
And in a sinful, dark, and rebellious world,
我们这些属于神的人能够做一盏光明的灯台。
Let us, as children of God, be the light.
我们是逆流而行啊。Going against the
current. And we're going against the current.
因为我们要走你的路。
Because we want to walk on your path.
主让属于你的儿女在尊重父母、听父母的话的这件事情上面，能够使你的名得到荣耀。
And during this lesson of honoring and respecting and obeying our parents, let us bring glory to your name.
使你的教会成为一个有生命、有见证的教会。
May your church be a church that is lively and gives a good testimony.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.